Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Brenda and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is August 20th, 2008. The question is, what are we deciding to do when we take step three? And step three states, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand God. All I know for sure is that I'm very glad that step three is not step one or two, because I had no idea that Alcoholics Anonymous had anything to do with God. All I wanted was to learn how to get through one day without a beer. I am very pragmatic and scientific, so I am very happy to know that I have an allergy to the body, as it states in the doctor's opinion of the Big Book. Anyway, back to step three. What I did was I asked the sponsor if we could go to the Caldwell Labor Camp where I grew up. The Caldwell Labor Camp is where Mexican farm workers used to live when they worked in the fields of Caldwell, Idaho, here in the United States where I'm at. When I was five in 1966, I still remember there was this tree where we would play, my friends and I, and we'd make little towns in the dirt and little grooves for roads, and we'd play with sticks as cars because we didn't have real cars. But it was so fun using our imagination, and just, I felt so free looking back and with no worries and innocent. So my sponsor agreed to do this. We went there and we both placed our hands on the tree and we held hands, as I said, the third step prayer. It was very, very special to me, and that action has served as a foundation for all of my recovery work. I'm 12 years sober now, and I love Alcoholics Anonymous. The Big Book says that our primary purpose is to be of maximum usefulness to others. And I'm telling you, I have found so much joy in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I have even learned how to play. I never could play without a drink. And now, last year, our local young people in AA, Wacky Paw, had a masquerade ball dance. And I'm 58 years old, and I gathered women my age. There were a group of five of us, with the oldest being 64. And we all went to this party, and it was so fun. I didn't know I could dance sober, but one comment from the kid said, it's so good to see you guys here. It's neat to know that older people can have fun and we don't have to grow old in Alcoholics Anonymous and be fuddy-duddies. So that was really nice. But anyway, so this program saves lives, and the third step decision is a lifelong action that can help, for me anyway, to always remember to trust and to remember to lighten up and play like that kid did. Everything's okay now. I've done the steps. I've done the amends. It's a whole new world. It's a blank slate, you know, after you do step nine. But I have a lot of atheists and agnostics in the program, and I like to define God as group of drunks and also as love. And I truly believe that when we say turned our will and our lives over to the care of God, as we may or may not understand God, that we're really turning our lives over to the good in us and for others, because there's so much misery in the world that what we can do to really help is to not add to the existing misery by simply not taking a drink. We are helping heal the world, each one of us, by doing that. Thank you for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.